For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. As the Memphis Zoo continues its $250 million fundraising campaign, the family of the late FedEx founder Fred Smith has pledged a $50 million matching donation. Zoo President and CEO Matt Thompson said the gift would be the largest in the zoo's history. It would push fundraising past the $100 million mark and help finish phase one of the new master plan. The gift will reshape the zoo's African Veldt exhibit, which includes African elephants, zebras, rhinos, and giraffes, among others. Under a new Tennessee law, teens buying nicotine or hemp products now face steeper consequences. More from Danielle Smith with the Public News Service.
The new measure expands the current law and imposes fines of $10 to $50 for youth under 21 who use a fake ID to illegally purchase these products. Dana Reno with the Nashville Thrives Coalition works to curb youth vaping and substance misuse. She says while the new legislation is a step forward, she emphasizes that community prevention is even more critical.
Research shows that in addition to saving lives, every dollar invested in evidence-based prevention programs can help communities avoid more than $60 in future healthcare, criminal justice, and social service costs.
She adds that parents or guardians of minors would also face financial penalties under the law. Danielle Smith reporting.
As FedEx continues to streamline package delivery across networks in the U.S., the company is closing six facilities across New York. The closures take place August 3rd and are expected to affect more than 150 workers. A DeSoto County judge has been appointed to the Mississippi Supreme Court. Circuit Court Judge Celeste Wilson of South Haven has a law degree from the University of Memphis and was appointed to the bench in 2017. She fills a vacancy left by Justice Robert Chamberlain, who became a federal judge in North Mississippi last year. The Orpheum Theater is adding three more shows to its season, making a total of 10 productions in the coming year. Adding to the previously announced titles are limited engagement runs from the Tony Award-winning musical Shucked, which runs January 16th and 17th, the return of the percussive and long-running Stomp on April 2nd and 3rd, and the return of Beetlejuice April 23rd through 25th. The entire season is on the Orpheum's website. This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org and on the WKNO app.